You're listening to Rose Island Radio at roseislandradio.com. It's time now for Living the Northern Way, which airs Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and re-airs on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. How would your life change for the better if you lived each day, in spite of the challenges and disappointments that you face, to affirm your life, to create beauty and excellence in the big things and in the small things, to cultivate good health for you and your family, and form an ethic of honor and of the highest virtue? Well, for most people, it would change just about everything, and for the better. It would mean a positive life, surrounded by beauty and excellence, and flourishing, and having the respect of those in your circle. Welcome to Living the Northern Way. My name is Ken Corder. This is the first episode of what I hope will be many more episodes that will explore the Northern Way. The Northern Way is an ancient worldview, a way of seeing the world and living in it. It developed over many thousands of years in the northern lands of Europe, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Germany, Scandinavia, Iceland, France, and other European countries, even before those lands held such names. The Northern Way worldview shows up in the literature, architecture, artifacts, folklore, and folk songs of old Europe, and persisted in European literature and folk songs, even as modernity began to crush and destroy the old ways. These old ways of thinking and living show up in the writings of Goethe, D.H. Lawrence, William Blake, Nietzsche, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and many, many more authors. That is really just a tiny sampling to give us an idea of how the Northern Way persisted in European literature. It's found even earlier in the wisdom of the Stoics, Heraclitus, Aristotle, the Icelandic sagas, the Norse Eddas, German lore, fairy tales, the Grimm's Brothers, and the songs and lore of the British Isles, and in many, many other sources. This worldview expanded from Europe to the New World, to Australia, and all the many other places where the explorations and colonization of the world by northern European countries occurred. But ever since the coming of the modern age, which many people date to the French Revolution, the Northern Way worldview has been under attack. In its place has been offered a darker, sicker, weaker, uglier, angrier, less noble worldview. And sadly, the majority of people in the West today, it seems, have been swept up in the decadent, modern way of seeing and living in the world. My objective with this new program is to explore the Northern Way worldview, engage with the rich literature, history, and cultural artifacts that show how beautiful, empowering, and life-altering the Northern Way worldview can be for you and me, and to discuss the Northern Way in light of the current world situation and how we might overcome and flourish in this decadent world today by rediscovering and living out the Northern Way. Okay, so what is the Northern Way? Well, others have expressed the fundamentals of this worldview in various terms, but here's how I define the Northern Way. I like to summarize it by describing four habits, or the four habits of the Northern Way. Those who hold the Northern Way worldview and live it out each day consistently practice these four habits. Number one, affirm life and the world. Number two, pursue beauty and excellence. Number three, cultivate the health of self, kin, and home. And fourthly, forge an ethic of honor and overcoming. Again, those are affirm life and the world, pursue beauty and excellence, cultivate the health of self, kin, and home, and forge an ethic of honor and overcoming. At my website, northernway.online, I occasionally upload brief articles that highlight one or more of these habits, so I encourage you to check in with northernway.online regularly to catch those. In this episode, let's briefly summarize the four habits of the Northern Way. The first habit of the Northern Way is affirm life and the world. This involves saying yes to life and to this world, because this life and this world that we experience are what are known and what is certain. None of us really knows what awaits beyond this life. So let's get on with living nobly and cheerfully and purposefully in this life. Enjoy it to the fullest. That does not mean hedonistically, but with purpose, with an eye on living, leaving a legacy and achievements. Now, you will experience obstacles and even tragedy along the way, but in spite of this, you affirm life. You say yes each morning to life. Each day counts. Every moment counts. And you soak in the experience of life. You build relationships. You learn new things. You fall down, but you get back up. And it even becomes an unconscious yes to this life. You get to a point where you don't think to judge this life anymore, be critical of the way things are. You don't wish for a better world somewhere beyond or wait around for a better world that's going to come in some prophetic sense. But you fully embrace this life and you bring joy into this life as you can, and beauty and excellence. And with all its tragedies and joys, yet you still say yes to life. Because this is the only world that we know of and that we're certain of. Now, the counter narrative to this is just to wait around, to sit idly, to drop out, to focus on another make-believe world, or to lay low, to do the minimum to get by each day, or to escape into some vapid entertainment or drugs or whatnot. To embrace this kind of life, this Northern Way life of affirming life and the world, is so liberating, because when you stop resenting life and expecting it to be perfect, but instead you say yes to this life as it presents itself, in spite of all the disappointment and pain, you can begin to embrace this life and take it head on and make the most of this life that you have. Here's how the Stoic and Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius put it. "What should we prize?" he asked. "Life is not just living in our heads, listening to our passing thoughts, or being jerked like a puppet by our impulses, or following the masses, or eating and relieving ourselves afterwards, and is certainly not seeking a clapping audience. There is so much more to life, and it is this. Do what you were designed for. When you affirm life, you don't wait for life to pass you by, and you don't engage in escapism. You say yes to life, engage it. You go to battle. You improve yourself and those around you and your world. That is what we're designed for, to affirm life and to affirm this world." So that's the first habit of the four habits of the Northern Way. The second habit of the Northern Way is to pursue beauty and excellence. As this life and world before us are what are known and certain to us, we commit to spend the days and the years that we have creating beauty and aspiring to excellence. You see, our life is like a canvas or a virgin forest. We get to make the most out of it with what our will and our imagination can create. So we pursue beauty and excellence in our physical and emotional and spiritual life. And you create beauty in your surroundings through excellent work and through cultivating an art and a style in your life. I'll give you an example of a situation that occurred in my life earlier. I was a younger man back in my graduate school days. My wife and I were living in Louisville, Kentucky. I was going to the University of Louisville, and we were renting an apartment near campus. It wasn't in the best part of town. It was kind of a rundown area. And one day I decided that, you know, I was going to try to spruce things up outside of our apartment here in the complex. There was about 8 apartments in that complex. And so I took the area outside of our apartment, I dug up some dirt and planted some marigolds and, you know, put a little border around it. And it looked kind of nice and kind of put a little bright cheerfulness in an otherwise sort of drab apartment area. And my next door neighbor commented on it, how nice it looked. And I said, you know, I've got some extras. I could do the same for yours. And he said, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I did that, and that kind of looked nice. And then about a week later, our landlord showed up, and he said, I really like what you've done with these two apartments here and putting the marigolds, and it looks really nice. He said, I think I'm going to do that for the rest of the complex. And within 2 or 3 weeks, he had planted marigold flowers and other kinds of flowers all around the apartment complex. And it really spruced things up, and it took a really drab situation and made it into something that was much more beautiful. And there was a sense of just beauty in that area that wasn't there before. And that's just a small example of pursuing beauty and excellence in life. And the person committed to excellence does not settle for mediocrity or just merely utilitarian ends. That's what the material consumer culture wants us to settle for, just stuff and just consumer goods, material wealth as the final end. And when money and stuff become the ends, this leads to the decay and ugliness that has overtaken our modern world today. And so you get people who desire Disney World more than this world, and who define themselves by their car or their home more than so than by the style and the character that they've fashioned for themselves in their lives. And what is left if we don't aspire for excellence or create beauty? Well, there's only a bland, beige mediocrity, much like that apartment complex that I lived in, where ugliness and slovenliness and sickness and resentment and jealousy take over in our lives. So the Northern Way teaches us to be so much more than that. Emerson, which I mentioned earlier, said this. He said, "Flowers are a proud assertion that a ray of beauty outvalues all the utilities of the world." And so the aim is to be a flower, something beautiful, rather than an amorphous blob or part of the decadent masses. We bloom, flower, and give of yourself as the flower gives of its nectar, and then you become something beautiful and useful in the world. So that's the second habit of the Northern Way. The third habit of the Northern Way is to cultivate health for you and your family, and even in a sense of health in the home. So health is the first wealth. Take care of your physical and your emotional and your spiritual self through physical fitness, proper diet, adequate sleep, plenty of water, plenty of sunlight. Adhere to the healthy psychology of your ancestors who affirmed this life and this world, and they did not condemn or issue fundamental complaints against life. And strength and prowess and virility and energy and an expansive spirit comprise the health of your ancestors, and that is what comprises us who follow the Northern Way. But having abandoned the Northern Way, people are physically and emotionally and spiritually sick. In the West, we live in a society in which 40% of people are clinically obese, and in which prescriptions for depression and anxiety are on the rise, not to mention the rise in suicides. By abandoning the Northern Way and accepting the modern worldview, we have arrived at a catastrophic health crisis. And this modern world that has abandoned beauty and excellence and health as highly valued characteristics and habits offers us unhealthy foods and poisoned water and soil, plastics in our bloodstream, and promoted a decadent lifestyle that leads to chronic sickness and neurosis and premature death. But the Northern Way teaches us that health is the first wealth. We learn to value as one of the highest values our physical, mental, and emotional health. And you will not achieve that by living according to the pro-death and pro-sickness way of the modern worldview. But we not only cultivate our individual personal health, in living the Northern Way, we commit to the well-being and flourishing of our family and of our extended kin. Your family shares with you a genetic and cultural history and a rich, empowering heritage that will give you strength to overcome difficulties. And the modern world has downplayed marriage and having children and families. And they've even said that those things, marriage and family and children, are stifling and even evil. But marriage and having children, building a family, are some of the most beautiful and life-affirming institutions to which we can devote ourselves. And when you are personally healthy in mind and body and soul, and your family is living in harmony and in frith, you realize that you have to take care of your family and honor it and protect it. And that's not happening today because we have abandoned the Northern Way. So we affirm life, we create beauty and pursue excellence, and we cultivate a healthy self and family. And finally, the fourth habit of the Northern Way is that we forge an ethic of honor and overcoming. Your honor is your greatest fundamental virtue. Sacrifice it for nothing. Sin is not your greatest fear, but rather the shame and disgrace that might land upon you and your family if you act dishonorably. And that should not be a novel idea, but it seems so because we've elevated sin above shame and we have abandoned honor as one of our highest values. To be honorable is just to be honest, to be courageous, loyal, industrious, and to strive for beauty and excellence in the big and the small things. And the greatest sign of your honor is your stoic and indomitable will to overcome all obstacles and disappointments that you face in life and in this world without complaint. The honorable life is the heroic life, and the Northern Way is a heroic worldview. Seneca defined this heroic life when he wrote this, "And yet life is really a battle. For this reason, those who are tossed about at sea, who proceed uphill and downhill over toiling crags and heights, who go on campaigns that bring the greatest danger, are heroes and front-rank fighters. But persons who live in rotten luxury and ease while others toil are mere turtle doves, safe only because men despise them." The Northern Way teaches us to be heroes and front rank fighters, not turtle doves. Your future and that of your family belongs to the hero and to the front rank fighter. Modernity creates decadent little turtle doves. The Northern Way breeds heroes. Now, these four habits of the Northern Way are a counter-narrative, an alternative way of living, opposed to the sick, weak, decadent, soul-crushing narrative and way of our modern world. The modern worldview is really pro-death. It's pro-mediocrity, pro-sickness, and pro-disgrace. Hang around, and in the upcoming weeks, and I'm going to start unpacking more each of these four habits, and we'll also discuss other aspects of the Northern Way. But we're going to stop there for this inaugural episode of Living the Northern Way. I hope it's been helpful and interesting, perhaps some new stuff that you hadn't heard before, and I hope to add a new episode every week or so, which will air on this radio station on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time and repeat on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for sticking around for this first episode of Living the Northern Way. And you can learn more about the Northern Way at northernway.com. www.lifechangeforthebetter.online. Thanks again, and take care. An easy blend of traditional folk songs from North America, England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. This is Rose Island Radio at roseislandradio.com.